Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, where he joins us from right now. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp this week.
Well, you turned me on to a really cool success story in the Midlands, T-Cube Solutions, which was started by Sam McJunkin and his wife, Sandy, has recently sold to Capgemini. And I think what's really cool about this is just the history of how we got to this success and really the history of how Columbia has helped nurture the insurance technology ecosystem. In the Midlands, it goes back to Siebel's Bruce, which started in the 1800s as an insurance company and developed a technology group. And Larry Wilson spun out, started a company called Policy Management Systems. Many successful Midlands area companies have come out of Policy Management Systems. Sam McJunkin graduated from College of Charleston in 1984, went to work for PMS, when that was sold, and ultimately was recruited to Duck Creek Technologies, which Larry Wilson was also involved in. Then he was able to launch and grow T-Cube Solutions, which is, again, is an insurance technology provider. As he sold, he had over 100 employees in Columbia and 350 employees worldwide. That's pretty good success, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's a wonderful success story for the Midlands, and as you said, a shining example of what's happening in the insurance technology part of the Midlands.
Yeah, and I think some of the elements that are really important, the insurance tech industry boasts over 1,100 companies, 30,000 employees, $6.5 billion economic impact in the area. The average wage is $62,000. So, you know, there's a density of talent and relationships and expertise, so it makes a lot of sense for, you know, the region to focus on trying to grow this. And it also makes sense for a company like T-Cube to have spun out of it.
What's really important also, in my opinion, is the fact that the new owners of T-Cube, Capgemini, have decided to keep the company here.
Right, absolutely. And a part of the reason for that is the University of South Carolina is here. So that's something we've been talking about for a long time, how research universities can be a magnet for this kind of knowledge-based company. One of the centers at the University of South Carolina that Sam McJunkin gives a lot of credit to for being a foundation on which he started his company was the USC Columbia Technology Incubator. And he talked about how, you know, when you're out trying to make sales and raise money, it's so nice to have somebody else that's taking care of all the back office equipment and infrastructure and all that kind of things. He also, you know, talked about how important it was to him to be able to walk down the hall to Bill Kirkland and, you know, chat with him and get the insight of another entrepreneur that had been very successful. While Sam did a lot of work and his wife did a lot of work in growing this company and being successful, he did it in an ecosystem of insurance technology in Columbia that had developed over a long period of time. And now what you see here is kind of a series of serial entrepreneurship. You know, one company starts and a generation of people learn how to do that, and then they spin out and they start their own. So what's going to be really interesting here now is what's the next entrepreneur that we're going to be talking about a few years from now that's going to be saying, you know, I went to work for T-Cube Solutions and I learned how to do this with Sam McJunkin, and you know, then I started my own company. We're looking forward to that, aren't we?
We are. And then, you know, another, I think, overlooked side of this entrepreneurial story is where the company has opened its new office in Columbia in the Bull Street project right there at the baseball diamond. Bull Street itself is a giant entrepreneurial project.
Absolutely. And one of the first gigabit communities in the country. So, you know, when you're starting to talk about, you know, insurance technology, you know, the internet infrastructure and the cloud storage and that stuff's really important. And so to have advanced infrastructure that can support the growth of this kind of industry is critical. So there's a physical element to it. There's a talent element to it. You know, there's the ecosystem development like the incubator. All of that's important. And, you know, that takes people who are visionary and proactive to be knitting all that stuff together. So, you know, the great entrepreneur like Sam McJunkin and can say, hey, let me go start a company. And all of a sudden, there's this infrastructure available to him, you know, that he can build on and grow. So, you know, none of us are doing this alone. You know, we're riding on the shoulders of a lot of other people before us.
Well, Well, John, as always, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, and we will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.